will make us strong and it makes us shout, hooray! It's good for growing babies and grown-ups too to eat. For all the family's breakfast, you can see Cream of Wheat.
Cream of Wheat, the great American family cereal, presents Let's Pretend. Well, thank you, pretenders, for that nice reception. Gwen, what did you say today's story was going to be? The donkey?
The table and the stick.
Oh, yes. Well, it took all three of us to get that one out, didn't it? And Sybil, who is going to say how we travel?
Meeny, meeny, miny, mo. Bob Reddick, tell us how we go.
I vote for a whole herd of elephants.
Well, Bob, a herd of elephants it is. All set, everybody?
Yes,
one, two, three. These elephants for Let's Pretend, and the story of the donkey, the table, and the stick. Up, Jumbo.
Come on.
Hi, Dad.
Uncle Bill, I feel as if I'm 10 stories up in the air. No wonder they call this elephant Jumbo.
You said it, Gwen. And you know, pretenders, that name Jumbo is a mighty good word to describe that great big package of cream of wheat that gives you 40 generous servings. It's a real jumbo package, brimming with the smoothest, tastiest breakfast cereal that ever brought you back for a second helping. So eat a better breakfast, feel better all day. Get a better start the Cream of Wheat way. And keep listening for our special Cream of Wheat game right after the first act of today's story, The Donkey, the Table, and the Stick. When the Big Dipper was filled with recipes on how to work magic, and a few people knew it, an impatient father and his son dwelt in a neat cottage in a little town. We find them now talking in the village square.
I tell you once and for all, Jack, I won't stand your idle, shiftless ways any longer.
But my ways aren't idle, Father. Just because the kind of work I've chosen doesn't please you, that
Good
doesn't...
Good morning, Mr. Davidson. Hello, Jack.
Oh, Betty Ann, I'm glad to see you. Good morning, Mr. Landis.
Good morning, Jack. Mr. Jameson.
Good morning, Mr. Landis. Good morning, Betty.
What's the trouble, Jack? You look worried.
Jack worried? He's too lazy even to do that.
Why, Jack's a good boy, Mr. Jameson. Not a worker with muscles, perhaps, but I call him very clever with his brain.
And so do I, Father. I think Jack's wonderful.
Thank you, Betty Ann. I think you're wonderful, too.
Better learn to make a living, Jack, before you start making love.
And I'm not ashamed to say before the world that I love Jack. And someday
Someday we're going to be married. Thank you, Betty Ann, for your loyalty and courage.
Is this true, Mr. Landis? Do you mean to say you have given your consent for Betty Ann to marry this worthless fellow?
Yes, that's true. I have agreed that they could marry as soon as Jack can take care of Betty Ann properly.
Good old Dad.
And you, Father. Now that Mr. Landis has agreed, what do you say?
Well, I agree. When and if you can support her properly, you may marry her. If she's not too old and crippled to walk to the church.
I shall hold you to your promise.
Mr. Landis, let's go over to our good friend, the host of the inn. Visit in more pleasant surroundings.
Well, thank you. I shall accept gladly. Goodbye, Jack.
Goodbye,
Betty.
Goodbye, Mr. Jameson. Betty Ann, the time has come and I can't stand this treatment any longer. Father won't try to understand my ambition. I can't go on being humiliated before everyone.
I know, and I don't blame you. But what do you intend to do?
I'll go away, seek my fortune, and then come back to you. Betty Ann, will you wait for me? Will you believe in me and let me come back to you when I can take care of you if I want to?
If it's 100 years, I'll wait.
With your love and faith in me, I will not fail. Bless you, my love, and keep you safe while I'm away.
Well, Jim,
Jack, my boy, your year of labor with me is up today, isn't it?
The year has gone quickly, Madame Dahlia. Have I pleased you? Have I done my tasks well?
Oh, very well, my boy. You've kept your word.
Thank you, madam.
Jack, in all this time, you've never asked me what I intended to pay for your year's work with us. Why?
Well, you told me you would pay me well, madam. I believed you, that's all.
Do you believe everybody, Jack?
Oh, I think so. I find people good and honest. Most generally.
I hope you always will. Well, now, come out in the yard. I want to give you your wages.
Oh, my wages out in the yard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this begins to sound mysterious.
There he is. What do you think of him?
A donkey, Madame Dahlia? What in the world can I do with a donkey?
Well, you don't think that I'd give you just an ordinary donkey for your year's work, do you? Now, listen carefully to me, Jack. Pull his ear, and as you do, say, Bricklebrit. Now, watch. Bricklebrit.
Money. Gold coins dropped from his ear.
No.
Oh, fortune is made, Madame Dahlia. I'm eternally grateful for this magic gift.
Well, now tell me, what will you do?
Well, Madame Dahlia, you've made it possible for me to see my dearest dream come true. I shall return to my home, marry Betty Ann, and give her everything she deserves.
Excellent.
Come on, little Bricklebrit donkey. Your ears are going to be pretty busy for a while. Goodbye, madam.
Goodbye, Jack. Good luck to you.
Landlord, Mr. Crossy. Where is everyone?
Oh, sir, we didn't know there was a guest. Why, it's Jack Jameson come home.
Right you are, Suzanne. And wanting the best room in the inn.
Father, it's Jack Jameson. Don't you remember him?
Oh, yes, I remember him. So, you're back home after seeking your fortune, eh? And what luck? Oh, a donkey, eh? Is that the best you could do in your year's travel, Jack?
You shall see how well I've done. And now, Mr. Crafty, a dinner of the finest food and the rarest wines the cellars afford.
Oh, show me your money, my friend, before you order our best suite, our best food, our oldest wine.
Oh, very well. Please, notice. Come here, my little donkey. All right. Bricklebrit. Now, landlord, there's my first payment.
Father, did you see that?
Am I losing my eyesight? Did gold coins really fall from that donkey's ear?
They did indeed. Well, then, are you satisfied? How about my food and the suite?
Yes, sir, right away. The best the inn affords. The suite at the top of the stairs. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I shall go to my room now and change. I won't be very long.
Well, Father, things have certainly changed, haven't they?
It would seem so. And what the fortune in that donkey. Suzanne, I have an idea. Listen to me. You remember the donkey we used to haul wood?
Yes.
It's the same size as this magic one. Now, I'll take this to the stable and bring the other here in its place. Jack won't know the difference. And when he leaves, we'll have the magic donkey with the gold coins, and Jack will have the mangy one from the stable.
Oh, how clever. Of course. Hurry up now, Father, and exchange them before he comes downstairs.
Suzanne.
How do you do, Mr. Jameson?
Suzanne, someone told me they thought they saw my son Jack coming into the tavern.
Yes, Mr. Jameson. Jack has arrived and is upstairs.
Yeah.
Here's Father.
Come on, you mangy beast.
How do you do, Mr. Jameson? Your son has just arrived. He brought this little donkey with him. Though I can't see what good it is.
Jack's idea of riches, probably. At least it's more than he's ever had before. Well, I'm eager to have a look at it.
Hello, Father. I'm glad you've come. And I'm eager to show you that now I can make my own way in the world.
I'll be glad to know it. How have you managed?
I'll show you, Father. And I'm sure that even you will be delighted with my prize. Come here, little donkey. All right. Now, notice, Father. I pull the ear, so... Bricklebrit. What's the matter? I don't understand. Well, wait a minute. I'll try the other ear. Bricklebrit. Something has happened. His ears don't drop gold and silver coins like they did. What's happened?
Do you mean to tell me that I'm supposed to believe that this mangy donkey's ears were full of money?
Well, Mr. Crafty and Suzanne can tell you I speak the truth. They saw it. Didn't you, landlord?
I saw nothing more than I see now.
Suzanne, you saw it. Tell them the truth.
I don't know what you mean.
Bricklebrit, pull an ear and coins fall out. Bah, try to make a donkey out of me, will you? I'll show you.
No.
Here, help. Now, get out of this town.
All right, Father, I'll go. But one year from today, I shall be back. You won't beat me then.
Get out, you fraud, you lazy, deceitful fool. Get out.
Jack, you've been with me a full year today, haven't you?
That's right, sir. And I believe I've mastered the joiner's trade pretty well, haven't I, sir?
You have served me faithfully and honestly, too. And now, what about wages for your year of work?
Well, whatever you say, sir. You told me you would pay me well. And I know your word is good.
Well spoken, son. I am glad that I can pay you with something that money cannot buy. And here it is.
Well, a little table. Well, it's pretty, sir. Well put together, too. Thank you, sir.
This is no ordinary table, Jack. You have only to set it up and say, "Table be covered with food of my choice." And presto, everything that you could desire will be set before you.
Well, then, this is indeed a most unusual table. Thank you, sir. And will it continue to do this? Once before, I was given what seemed to be a magical gift. But it didn't seem to work out that way.
As long as you shall live, it will obey you.
Wonderful. At all events, then, I shall always have enough to eat. Well, sir, I'll be on my way to my home, where a very lovely person waits for me.
Oh, well, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. And goodbye.
Game time, Uncle Bill. What's on the program for today?
Well, Gwen, it's that all-time favorite, the sound effects game. You all know how it goes. I tell my story, and you come in with sound effects every time I give you the signal. All right, here we go. One morning, a young fellow woke up bright and early. And as he started getting dressed for school, he thought to himself, I wonder what Mom's going to have for breakfast this morning. In fact, he wasn't very excited about breakfast until he heard a noise. He looked out the window, and there, roaring down the street, was a great big red fire engine. Well, that terrific speed and power made him think of enriched 5 minutes cream of wheat. It reminded him of that speed of cooking, that famous get-up-and-go food power. He thought of its blood-building iron, its teeth and bone-building calcium and phosphorus, and appetite-building vitamin B1. And, thinking of his own appetite, he quickly finished dressing, practically flew down the stairs like this, and burst into the kitchen and shouted, "Hey, Mom! Got any cream of wheat?" And sure enough, there was a big bowl of smooth, delicious cream of wheat waiting for him at the table. Well, he pitched right in, and in no time at all, he had cleaned up the last tempting spoonful of cream of wheat, grabbed his books, and was off to school faster than a jet-propelled pursuit plane. Yep, that young friend of ours was off to school with that grand and glorious feeling. That happy, heads-up, cream-of-wheat feeling. And if that sounds like the way you want to start every day, just remember this. For a brighter, happier day at school, make cream-of-wheat your breakfast rule. It's way up in flavor. It's way down. It's Auntie Smooth. And now back to our story of the donkey, the table, and the stick. Another year has passed, and Jack Jameson returns to his home. This time, his gift from his employer is a magic table, which at his command is covered with whatever food he desires. As our scene opens, he is entering the tavern of the deceitful Mr. Crafty.
Landlord! Mr. Crafty, Suzanne! Where is everybody?
Well, Master Jack, so you've come back home, eh?
Hello, Jack. Oh, my goodness, how big you've grown, and good-looking, too. This year has changed you a lot. I'm glad to see you.
Thank you. How about a room? Oh, suite for me, landlord.
Oh, not so fast, my friend. We've not forgotten that donkey of last year. No tricks this time.
Oh, no tricks from me. But, Mr. Crafty, I'd advise you to be on the lookout. I'm afraid there are some very dishonest people here.
Oh, Jack. Now, what about food? It's pretty late. I doubt if I can find anything but cold cuts and salad.
Oh, no cold cuts and salad for me, Suzanne. Ah, let me see what I want. Mushroom soup, a bit of fish, roast chicken, artichokes and baked potatoes. Green salad would be nice, I think, yeah. And some chocolate cream pie. Yeah, that'll do very nicely.
Will do. It would take a whole day to prepare that order.
Oh, not the way I order. Shall I show you?
I wish you would.
Of course. Show us.
Help me set up this little table, yeah?
All right.
There we are. Now, are you watching?
All eyes, friend Jack.
Table be covered with food of my choice. There you are, my friend.
Oh, how perfectly wonderful. Look, Father, everything one can think of in the soup and meats are steaming hot.
Why, Jack, you've a fortune in this little table.
I thought you'd like it. You can give that food to someone who needs it. My father and Betty Ann are coming over to the inn. I want another table of food for them.
Of course, certainly.
So I'll go to my room and freshen up a bit. I won't be but a moment.
Quickly, Suzanne. Get that little table back of the desk.
You mean we're going to take the table as well as the donkey, Father?
Certainly. Help me clear this table of food. Now, hurry up.
All right.
Now, pile everything on this tray.
Yes, Father.
Quickly before he returns.
There you are. Now what?
Now, I'll put the cloth on. You'll never notice the difference. Quickly now. Here comes Betty Ann and Jack's father.
How do you do, Suzanne?
Good day, landlord. Has my son Jack arrived yet?
Oh, here and expecting you, sir.
Oh, how is he? He's grown and quite good-looking. Suzanne, tell us more about him. Well, perhaps you'd better tell them, Father.
Hey, tell them what about?
About the strange way he's behaving.
Yes. Mr. Jameson.
Yes?
I think I ought to tell you, Jack acts very strangely. I don't know just what it is, but I would say his mind is, shall we say, wavering. Oh, here he is.
Hello, Father. Oh, hello, Betty Ann. Oh, my dear, how glad I am to see you.
And I'm you, Jack. How big you are. And, oh, Suzanne was right. Why, Jack, you're handsome.
Well, sir, have you done better this year than last?
Ah, you shall see, Father. Sit down at the table, everyone, and as we eat, I shall tell you. Here, Betty Ann, you sit next to me. You there, Father.
Yeah.
So, little table be covered with food of my choice. What's happened here?
Nothing, as far as I can see. What's supposed to happen?
Well, table is magic. It should be covered with food by this time.
So, another year and another useless bit of foolishness. Last year, a donkey with gold in his ears. This year, a magic table. And once again, you've made idiots out of all of us.
I believe in you, Jack. I know there's something very wrong, and you're not to blame.
Bless you, Betty Ann. You're right, but I'll bide my time.
Get out and don't come back.
I'll wait, Jack, and I'll always believe in you.
Thank you, Betty Ann. This is very nice of all of you to meet me here at the inn. But where's Betty Ann?
Here I am, Jack. Welcome home.
Well, son, another year has passed.
Oh, yes, Father. Excuse me just a moment, please. Mr. Crafty, Suzanne, come here, please.
Hello, Jack. Glad you're home. Oh, my goodness. You're better looking than ever.
Oh, thanks, Suzanne. But I'm afraid you won't think so in a minute.
Come, Jack. What trade have you learned? And what do you have to show for your year's absence?
I've learned the carpenter's trade, Father. Yeah. This little stick I carry is my salary. Mr. Crafty?
Yes?
Suzanne?
Yes, Jack?
I have a couple of questions I want to ask you. And I earnestly advise you to think well what you answer. Where is the donkey with ears that drop gold and silver coins?
I told you then, and I tell you now, I never saw such an animal.
Suzanne, perhaps you know.
Oh, don't make me laugh, Jack. There isn't any such thing.
You're quite sure, Suzanne?
Certainly I'm sure.
I see. Mr. Crafty, where is my magic table that is covered with food at my command?
Oh, I never heard of such a table.
Idiot. Did you, Suzanne? Notice the stick I carry and tell the truth. Better for you, I warn you.
Oh, don't be idiotic.
All right, Mr. Landlord and your dishonest daughter. You brought it on yourselves. Up stick and beat the life out of them.
Oh, stop it. Get away.
Oh, it's beating me. Stop.
It's beating me.
The donkey and the table. Where are they?
I don't know. Oh, get away. Help me, somebody.
I'll get them.
Make it stop.
Farewell. Cease, little stick, till I say the word. And I'll get them. And quickly, too.
Suzanne, the table is behind the desk. Get it?
Oh, I'll get it. Don't let the stick hit me again.
And the donkey, Mr. Crafty. Where is it? Quickly.
The donkey is tied just outside the door here.
I'll see. On guard, magic stick. Don't let them move. Wow, little donkey, come here. All right, we'll see. Wicklebrit. That's better.
Here's the table, Jack.
Thank you, Suzanne. Oh, what a pity you had to be spanked. But little girl shouldn't be dishonest. Ah, now we shall see if this is my magic table. Little table, be covered with food of my choice.
Jack, this is wonderful. Why, your fortune is made, son. You'll never want for anything as long as you live.
Betty Ann, my dearest, will you marry me now?
Why, Jack, I promised you I'd wait forever. I loved you always, whether you were rich or poor. You know that.
Oh, my dearest. At last, your faith and loyalty can be repaid. And, Betty Ann, you know the secret of the magic stick. If ever I'm not the best and most devoted husband in the world, well, you know what to say. Up stick and beat the life out of Jack.
And now, before we tell you about next week's exciting story, how about it, audience? Give me the last three words to this little rhyme. For speedy cooking, you can't beat enriched 5 minutes.
Cream of wheat!
You bet. Quick to fix enriched 5 minute cream of wheat cooks to full digestibility, even for babies, in just 5 minutes of boiling. So remember to do this today for sure. Go to your grocer's and ask for cream of wheat. Get a big package of enriched 5 minute all regular cream of wheat. Either one gives you 40 generous servings at a cost of less than a penny a bowl. Remember.
For all the family's breakfast, you can't be cream of wheat.
The pretenders for today were
Gwen Davies,
Jack Jameson,
Jack Ryan,
his father
Albert Alley,
Betty Ann,
Sybil Trent,
her father Mr. Landis,
Michael O'Day,
Mr. Crafty, the innkeeper.
Arthur Anderson.
His daughter, Suzanne.
Anne-Marie Geyer.
Madame Dahlia.
Miriam Wolfe.
The joiner.
Bob Riddick.
Original music was composed and conducted by Maurice Brown. Let's Pretend was dramatized by Nyla Mack and directed by Albert Ward. Now, if you live in or near New York and you'd like to come down to a broadcast of Let's Pretend, drop a postcard to Cream of Wheat, CBS, New York, for your free ticket. Imagine having to marry the first one you met when you followed an arrow which you had shot into the air. Would you like to marry a frog? Well, that's what our hero, Jan, had to do. Listen next week when we tell you how Jan got out of his trouble and finally won a beautiful princess in the story of the Enchanted Frog.
This is Bill Adams saying, remember to eat cream of wheat, great American family cereal. This is CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.